In today's edition of Time Out for Music, we are to tell you about a festival in Bulgaria. An unusual festival that gathers for 4 days people who believe that the word together is vital for our survival. Every year, more and more people keen on the idea come, and a true community already exists. Organizers of the Beglica Festival dedicate this year's edition to the world and the need for replacing dysfunctional patterns. We are the spirit of Beglica, a network of civil, creative and visionary potential, capable of creating new universes, says the team, and adds that the festival aims at protecting a way of life in which people are sincere to themselves and the world. The whole program was created with the participation of the audience. There are 3 music areas around the shores of Gulam Beglik Dam. In addition, there will be a forum called Metamorphosis, an experience without a prior scenario. This is the place that gives birth to new ideas, inspires and provokes. Among the topics are education, culture, economy. All this will happen in the area of Beglika, located in the heart of the Batak Mountain in the Rudopis. Independent musicians Big Banda have their own stage at Beglika Festival. They love improvisation and avant-garde trends. More about them we learn from Stefan Christov, known as Mr. Smith. He is a DJ and trumpet player who takes part in various projects of Big Banda. We have prepared almost the entire arsenal of bands and projects that Big Banda has. Our organization is young, but we have already fulfilled our dream to have a stage in one of the biggest festivals in Bulgaria. 2 workshops will also take place during Beglika Festival. For them we have prepared acoustic instruments handmade together with Todor Stoyanov and Alexander Daniel. We are to show visitors a great number of widgets that do not actually exist in the music world, but can be used to make music and sound design. We expect to meet people interested in innovative solutions, because in my opinion music returns to the acoustic world, refracted through the prism of the electro-digital experience, he says. He has taken part in all editions of the Beglika Music Forum. More from Mr. Smith. The festival is different in comparison to similar events. It is very social and a number of workshops are organized. When speaking about music, the program is also very rich and diverse. When I first took part in the Beglika Festival, I was surprised by the program. There was a great variety of music, Balkan music, punk, ska, reggae. There were freestyle bands too. I hope the organizers would keep this spirit. My favorite workshop was the Flying Chicken of Emil Kirillov, who is a paragliding instructor. It was built on a bridge and anyone who wanted to put together a flying machine could try it. Participants were then jumping with their inventions from the bridge. Whoever managed to travel the longest distance won the prize. It was very interesting because there were some unimaginable devices. We continue with Beglica Festival 2014, but we now go to a different scene. Bonbok, or bagpipes and drums, are the two names of an interesting band that recently emerged on the Walco ethno-fusion scene. The musicians in the band are seven. These are Valentina Dobreva vocals, Wazar Kirimetchev drums, Grigor Wawov, Rosen Rosenov and Konstantin Kanev bagpipes, Petar Yordanov bunny, Cajon and Georgi Marinov, Jorge Didgeridoo. Their performances will be heard on August the 21st on the shores of the dam. More from Petar Yordanov bunny.
We
are to perform on the Kaba stage at the festival. I like the event because it is one of the most interesting experiences, not only in our country. With the band, we have been performing outside Bulgaria, and I can say that what is happening here is unique. Positive people with similar interests gather here. We are to present Rodopi folklore, reinforced with didgeridoo and cajon. In most cases, this unlocks the senses of the people and they join the musical wave. There is a state of Rodopi trance. There are chain dances and the experiences are very pleasant, especially in such a beautiful place in the mountains. Music also affects people who do not understand the lyrics. For bagpipes, cajon, didgeridoo, drums and vocals, this captures and enchants the audience, the musician says. I hope you feel the atmosphere of the Kaba stage with a recording of the participation of the band in the Uzana 2014 festival.